was before, would have one priced somewhere in there. You know, because I don't do nothing for nothing. That's not really, right? No ways. And I have learned today that, you know, I can even separate that in my life, right? If somebody asks me for do something, I can either do them from my heart, right, with no expectations, or I can tell them, you know what, I might have to charge you, you know? and that's just the truth, you know? And it's better than doing something for somebody, not saying nothing, and then having was resentment and said, I should have said something that, you know what, why am I wasting my time here, or why am I doing something? And I don't know. You guys, to be honest, some people just don't want to be brutally honest. You know, and that was me for a long time. I just don't want to be brutally honest. And sometimes I think, you know, if I know what I'm up against, it's much better, right? If you can be straight up with me and I can be straight up with you, things might work out better. You know, it's not about the conversation I have in my head, right? In which, you know, the people that hang around with us, we call them the Jedi mind trick. You know, I always played the Jedi mind trick, and I had that conversation with you like 15 times before I really had the conversation with you, right? Because I know what you're saying. I know what, if I say this, you're going to say this. But if I say that, you're going to say this, you know? But if I really say this, you might say that. So I think sometimes it's just best to say, excuse me, you think we can have one conversation? and keep things much more simpler. You know, and I wish I could tell you guys that I could take the credit for the change that has been happening in my life, but it's not because of me, because of me left up to my own devices, I'm just chaos. I'm a tornado that the big book talk about, you know. I selfish and self-centered to the core. All I like do is willy, you know, and to be able to be... not so self-centered, but still kind of self-centered. You know, and it's trippy because it's true, right? If I don't give this thing away, I cannot keep them, right? So I'm going to try to give this thing away as much as possible because I really like what I got from the people who have come before me. And what has happened is that my selfishness has turned really kind of inside out. You know, kind of like the paradox of everything that is spiritual here. You know, everything doesn't seem what it seems to be. And to be able to see through those pair of glasses and to be able to see through a different pair of eyes has changed my life. And it's only because of the steps and God and the people who have come before me, the people who have come after me, and all of you people, right? And I get to come here and I get to listen to different speakers and see what you're doing in your recovery and your perspective is and really look at it and see, wow, that might work for me too. You know, and if I really want to communicate, right, or if I, like, just play the Jedi mind trick, right, I think I can go ask you, right, and put my pride on the side a little bit and ask you, oh, how you did that, you know? Because if I like what you have, I got to go do what you do, right? It doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get the exact results you got, though. That's not promised. That's not a given. And that's where faith comes in, right? I need to have a little bit of faith that the process works. And if I don't work, do the work, I never gonna know. And when I first came into the program, I had no faith. I had to see everything, you know. And that's just the reality of the situation, you know. I needed to see. And what God went show me was I had to go to meetings every week. And I went to my home group every week, you know. And back then, my home group was Wine Night Wednesday Night Men's Day. And I went to different home groups. I went to Malia's, right? And I went to Hang Loose, and I went to all kind of groups. And we went as one pack, you know? And what I got to see the tangible evidence that God put in front of me, which was you. Suiting up and showing up every day, right? Suiting up and showing up and talking about the changes in your life. Suiting up and showing up and doing the things that you did even when life was hard. Yeah, because not every time it's going to be all roses, peaches, and Rose Lani vanilla ice cream. You know, it's just not. And to be able to continue to suit up and show up and see God work in your guys' life and see the steps work in your guys' life and see your sponsor work in your life and see your sponsees work in your life is pretty damn amazing, you know? There's nothing, I don't think I can get a much better feeling or gratification